They realized everyone was in a different place with the testing, with everything going on. So we should have a little bit of an easier day. And now, remember, with a big heart, what can I say? Okay. We've got a big tish happening this Friday night. We're already made a chalet, making some extra special challahs for you guys. So hopefully give you guys some homemade challahs for Shabbos. So, but get ready, okay? Get ready. Okay, there are three sugyas here. And this sugya, obviously, is prompted by the Chatzi Isha conversation. This sugya has nothing to do with Chatzi Isha. This sugya has nothing to do with Chatzi Isha. Why did Ravina and Ravashi put all these three conversations together? That's a meta question for today. What is the dynamic there was from sugya A to sugya B to sugya C? Sounds like there's some common logic or common discussion that's being addressed. We know why this circuit comes out. This is a continuation of this circuit. But all of a sudden, after this question came about. This has nothing to do with Chatzisha. And it certainly doesn't have anything to do with Chatzisha. This is about karma. Yes?
Which case is it, the second or the third one?
This is Shtevin Asayach Vishne Banai. This is Bitcha Vekarka Acha Vepruva. Okay? I'll take it off when I stop standing. Okay, that's our challenge for today. Our challenge for today is to create some line of logic that courses through these three sugyas. And of course, our real challenge is to understand each sugya. That's enough of a challenge because we should say so little. So just to remind everyone, okay, I don't have another board. I wish I had another board. Can I write on this? Can I erase this?
No.
Okay, so I'll just use my hands, okay? I can erase this, right? This erase?
Yeah.
Does erase? Okay. So, Chatzi Isha. What's the problem with Chatzi Isha? Is it a problem in the Chalos? A path? Is it a problem even in the Maisa? The Chaim? Let's just stick with this question today. Forget the other part, just to make things easier. I'm going to focus on this question. We dealt with a lot of Chatzi Isha issues. Then we said, why no Hispashtus? That was the last year. So either because the Maisa Hispashtus fails, no expanding Maisa because there are two parties involved and whatever the Maisa is, it is. Or no expanding, not diffusing, but expanding Chalos because it's a Kenyan, that was the Stipler, Hilos Yaakov. Okay, so this is our general background, okay? Based on this background, the Gemara has this conversation. Based on this conversation, the Gemara has the next two conversations. Obviously, they may not take place in the same base medrash at the same time, but Ravina and Ravashi, in the world of Shas, Athens, oh, interesting. This leads to this, this leads to this, and this leads to this, this leads to both. Okay? What I just gave you is more important than anything I'm going to say now. Not more important, but equally important. I mean, just to see the flow of the Gemara. It's not just Ravina Rashi had 100 sugars, threw all the balls and the jacks up in the air and see where they landed. They structured Shas very, very carefully. As again, they were working like finger snappers. Every single subject, they knew the logic behind. Oh, take this piece, put it here. Take this piece, put it here. Take this piece, put it here. They're not just isolated topics. Okay? So I'm going to try to string together these three questions. Okay. Let's start with the first question. The first subject, we have four cases. Case A, B, C, and D. Now, this is the way the Gemara stacks the cases. This is the way most Rishonim read the cases. D, A, B, C. We're going to read them the way most Rishonim read it. They read the Gemara this way, even though the text is written backwards. And then we'll see the way the Rambam reads it. And our big question is not just how they read it, because we're not literary critics, but is there any major chiddush that comes from this Gemara about Kiddushin? Because that major chiddush may then lead us, oh, now that we made that chiddush of Kiddushin, what's the chiddush here? What's the chiddush here? Okay? slowly. Everything's life is going slowly. Smartest thing in life is a computer. The dumbest thing in life is a computer. Computer goes step by step, just does it a million times in an organized fashion. When you type the letter F or G in a computer, you're giving a computer probably about hundreds of thousands of commands, and it just executes them one after another until the letter F appears. Very slowly, very organized. It seems like it's magic, it's just gonna keep you on slow and organized. Okay, that's why it's better to be dumb than to be smart enough. Smart people, their minds move too quickly. Dumb people, you gotta move slow. You gotta go step by step by step. Let's hear it for the dumb people in life. I'm the president of the dumb club, okay, the dummies. We gotta go slowly in life. The world moves too fast. Let's take things slowly. Whale language. Okay. Most we showed him read as follows. Shnei chatziach v'pruta. Does it work? Does it not work? Okay. How many ma'aseh kiddushins do you have here? We ask this question a lot today.
One.
How many chalos kiddushins do you have? One. How many parts of a woman are you marrying?
Two halves.
That's really a good case. That's a pretty good case. The logic is stacked that it should work. So I'm going to put in my orange, because I made a special trip today, in my green to get three different colors of chalk, I'm going to put a big up sign. This is a really good case. It's trending upwards. It's likely this is going to work. It's pretty good. How many ma'aseh kiddushins? One. How many chaloses? One. But in that chalos, you're doing two things. You're marrying two half women. So now look here. If it's a ma'aseh problem, maybe not such a big problem. It's a chalos, I don't know. Well, it's like zero plus zero. Because if chatzi isha really doesn't exist, you're trying to get a chalos of zero plus zero. As far as I know, it may not be that smart. I didn't go to a Rambam. I didn't go to a chat, but I think 0 plus 0 is 0. But it's getting close. This is a pretty good case. It should work. Now these other cases, I'm putting a really downward trend on them. Because in those cases, I don't know. Sounds like, what's the chisaron, what's the drop off from the top case to the bottom case? Why am I putting a downward trend? What do you split? You're sounding like, at the very least, you're splitting the mice. You have two different mice. Maybe one chalos, two different mice. So listen carefully, because it's all going to be important. Okay? How many mice do you have here? You have seemingly two mice, and you have one chalos. Well, that sounds interesting. Put that in your bank. We'll get back to that in a few moments. So does it work? Does it not work? And what's the word that tells me, what's the phrase that tells me these cases may be worse than the top case? Oh, this is not one mice, this is two mice. What word tells me this may be worse? What phrase? Oh, this is Mona Vaholech. This may be worse, depending on how I view. Problem is the problem only the ma'aseh, the problem is the chalos, Reb Chaim's question. And that's how the Gemara should be read. Of course, the big problem is the Gemara is backwards. Or I should have said, best case scenario, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work. And in Tim Salomer, best case scenario, where there's one ma'aseh and seemingly one chalos, but the chalos is composed of two elements akin. Maybe it's two chaloses, one chalos, not really clear how to understand whether it can work or not, and even if that works, maybe these other cases won't work because they're splitting the mice. And maybe Chatzi Isha fails. Now, what's the Chiddush we have according to this version of the Gemara? We have a new concept of Kiddushin, and that new concept of Kiddushin may lead us to other new concepts of Kiddushin. What's the Chiddush? Well, in the first case, maybe it will work, maybe it wouldn't work because of the Chatzi Isha complications. But in the first case, it sounds like a textbook case of Kiddushin. If you want to have Chatzi Ishas, it'd be fine. you may torpedo it because of the chatzisha problem. But you're marrying a woman with one maisa, one chalos, but that chalos includes two chatzishas. So what's really the chatzisha problem? That will help us solve the top problem. But in the subsequent cases, cases A, B, and C, you may fail not because of chatzi isha problem, you may fail because there's a kiddushin problem here. What's the kiddushin problem here? How do you have two maisa kiddushins and one chalos? How does that work? Well, that's interesting. I haven't seen that animal yet in the zoo. The kiddushin zoo. We're at the elephant exhibition now. Well, that's an interesting part of this Lumdish zoo. Two Maisa Kiddushins and one Chalos. In the case of Shnei Chatziach B'Purti, you didn't have any Kiddushin issues. You had a Chatzi Isha issue. But if you eliminate Dav Zayin from Shas, you swim through case number one. I'm marrying you with one Maisa, I'm giving you one Pruta and one Chalos. But I'm specifying that I'm marrying two half of yous. Aha! Chatzi Isha. Stop right there. But in the other cases, it sounds like you've got a harsher problem. Even if I pass the Chatzi Isha Rubicon and I've solved the Chatzi Isha issues, how do I have two Maisa Kiddushins and one Chalos? That could have been the question. Part A, okay, you've got a Chatzi Isha issue to deal with. But even if I pass the Chatzi Isha issue, because I say, whatever I say here, and I don't have a Chatzi Isha issue when I'm marrying the whole woman in the end, because she's going to be completely married to me. What happens when I lump on a new issue? Not the Chatzi Isha. Yona, this is only happening because of the Chatzi Isha Sugya. Before that, I never imagined two Maisa Kiddushins. I have to create the calculus that allows the logical concept of two Maisa Kiddushins. Otherwise, if I marry you and marry you again, that second Maisa Kiddushin is worthless. So, Ruben, it's only when I get to the Chatzi Isha Sugya that I open up a whole new can of worms. You see the new can of worms being opened up? All the worms are flying out. You still had that game in your day, the can of worms game? I think, worms, you play that game? Okay. Update my forehead. You push the worms in until the can exploded. Yeah, we had some interesting games. Mousetrap, kind of pull until your fingers get amputated. Who would have thought of that one? It's a masochist. Yeah, let's make a game. They cut off little kids' fingers. Love that one. Like, Mercedes sitting in the back room. Okay, the finger game. Can of worms opening up. You marry half a woman, so okay. Let's. Rava said, let's isolate the two problems. Let's first talk about the Chatzi Isha problem. We don't have a can of worms. We do one Maisa, one Chalos, but you're trying to marry two half women. It may not work. Even if that works, what happens when the two half women issue becomes a two Maisa issue? Because you're splitting the Maisa. Avram. Loud. Everyone's got to talk loud through the masks.
Is it really considered two Maises if it's based on one Amira?
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's Brooklyn Day. Thank you. Thank you, Avram. I'm going to split your statement into two, Avram. Excellent. Give yourself a pat on the back, Avram. Come on, do it, Chuck. Come on. Avram is saying, I'm not buying what you're selling. That's a Brooklyn language. I'm even Yavin. I'm not buying what you're selling. It's only two Maisels if the Ikar HaKiddushin is the Kesef, because you're giving two Kesefs. But if the Ikar HaKiddushin is Amira, maybe it's one Maisel HaKiddushin.
Maybe you give it all at once.
Okay, you're saying it. Your Amira is the same. You're giving two different. One second, you're giving two different kesefs, but your Amira is one. So is that our good friend Amira versus Kesef popping up in some unlikely Brooklyn drug? I mean warehouse. Let me say that. Crack house. Is that our old friend popping up here? think so. I forgot to press the button. Isn't it how I did? Is that our old friend? Or no? Even if we say, seriously, even if we say that the Kesef is the Iker Kiddushin, maybe that's the Gemara's question. Can you stack two Maisa Kiddushins into one Chalos? Is Kiddushin incremental? If you solve this problem, the Chatzi Isha problem, can I have two Maisa Kiddushins contributing to one Chalos? Our mind could never think about that because we never had the scenario. What does it mean, two Maisa Kiddushins? You're marrying a woman, she's married. What does that even mean? But now we have a whole new construct called two Maisa Kiddushins leading to one Chalos. Assuming we could solve this whole Chatzi problem. See how these two issues merge? But they're two issues. So the Gemara separates them. First, let's discuss whether you can marry two women, two half women. If it's one Maisa, one Chalos. Shnei Chatzeich Beprut. Now, if I, Im Tim Salomer, that I pass that. I'm not sure if I can pass that test, but if I can pass the test, what happened if you have two mices, one Amira, one Chalos? Two Maisa Kesefs, I should say, one Amira and one Chalos. And that was Rabbi's question. That's how Moshe Shalom learned the Sugya. And that's why if D is a Suffolk, then A, B, and C also have to be a Suffolk. And that's how Moshe Shalom want to learn the Sugya. The obvious problem with the Sugya is, I may not have gone to, I don't know, DRS, but I know that D comes after A, B, and C. They shouldn't put D, logical D, before A, B, and C. Who didn't learn the Sugya this way? Who learned the Sugya A, B, C, D? The Rambam. And ironically enough, the way the Rambam structures the Sugya, with this big Chiddush, but it's not such a Chiddush for Kiddushin. Because in the Rambam's case, at least A and B are trending upwards. Right? Whatever comes first is trending upwards. That's why the Gemara says this case would work, but even if this case works, maybe the other case won't work so well. That's what I put here. Which case is more likely to work? According to the Rambam, A and B is more likely to work. And in the end, the Rambam Paskins, they do work. Whereas, let's skip C for a second. Whereas D is not such a good case, and it's only a suffix. And that's the way most Gemaras and Shas operate. This case would work. Will this case work? And even if this case works, maybe this case will not work. And even if this case works, maybe this case will not work. Until you get to the hardest case. It's like a video game. You keep going up level of difficulty. So even if I solve this level, I go to the next level. The next level of difficulty. One second. So that's the way the Rambam structured the Sugya. There's something about A and B which is better than D. Let's leave C because C is just a little bit confusing. There's something about A and B that's better than D. Sally?
Didn't we say that that's not normally how the Tzolomers work?
No, that's normally how they do work, the Rambam.
So that this shouldn't be a setup for
No, normally the Imtim Salomers are, here's the case, and even if this case works, what if I complicate matters, will that work? And even if the complicated case works, what if I complicate it squared, will that work? And even if the complicated square works, complicated cube, will that work? Keep complicating, complicating. Now keep in mind, you don't have the words Imtim Salomer here, but it sounds a lot like that.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot like that's the structure. You could say, Tzai, that's why they didn't write Imtim Salomer.
Right.
Then why did it structure like that? Very good, very good.
No, not for the last case.
Now, what's the wild card in the Rambam? What's the phrase that makes A and B potentially better than D? Let's skip C for a second. Mona v'holech. That's the Rambam's ace in the hole.
These cases are better because of they're trending upwards because of Mona v'holech.
And somehow, in this case, no Mona
v'holech.
That's what makes it only a suffix, whereas A and B is a vaday, because you don't have Mona v'holech on your side. Now, how did we interpret Mona v'holech in the Rambam? What's Mona v'holech? Marrying you, half a pruta for half of you. What do we call Mona v'holech? What do we define it as? One Maisa Kiddushin.
One Maisa. Very good, Jerry. One Chalos.
So this whole business in the Rashba, two Maisa Kiddushins, one Chalos in the blue, you don't have in the Rambam, because it's one Maisa Kiddushin.
And here, it's not one Maisa Kiddushin, which is why it would be worse either for Maisa Kiddushin or for Chatzi Isha, but somehow it would be much worse. Now, why is it not one Maisa Kiddushin? Presumably, listen carefully, and I didn't say this the first time because we were blowing over it very quickly. When I tell a woman, imagine the following, okay? Imagine I tell her, say, I'm marrying you for $1 million. That's great Kiddushin. It's like Mahajim and Mahajim Kiddushin. I wish I were a woman. Bring me the money. What if I say I'm marrying you for $1 million? This is for Sunday night's dinner. This is for Monday night's dinner. This is for Tuesday night's dinner. This is for Thursday night's dinner. This is for being, you know, lighting candles on Shabbos. I just sit there. I'm an idiot. I want to make her crazy. And I start iterating what I'm giving her. Everyone say it's my seduction. You're a neurotic. You have to have your head examined, but that's one Maisa Kiddushin. That's called Mona V'Holich. I'm marrying you. By the way, this half pruta is for dinner. This zillionth pruta is for lunch. This next zillionth pruta is for going to the amusement park with me. The next zillionth pruta is for cleaning the floor. The next zillionth pruta is for shining the candlesticks. The next... I'm just basically deconstructing the Maisa Kiddushin, the Kesef Kiddushin. I'm just giving it iterations, but it's all just mind games. Mona V'Holich. Mona V'Holich. Mona V'Holich. Mona V'Holich. Mona V'Holich. That's what Chetzeich be half a pruta, Chetzeich be half a pruta, A, Chetzeich be pruta. I don't have that effect unless I create the iterations. This, 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 this. When I just say, wham, bam, pow, wow, bada bing, bada boom, shnechasech, bepruta, there's no sense of iteration. I'm giving you a lump sum of money and then I'm just iterating it based on. In the Gemara, you're iterating. I talked about a case a little easier for you to understand. I'm iterating based on marital experiences. Dinner, lunch, dinner, lunch, dinner, lunch. In the Gemara's case, he was iterating based on parts of you, but it's all just mind games. That's why Chatzisha wasn't an issue. Once we buy into Mona V'Holich, if we're saying if that's what's happening in his mind, then this is a glot kasher mahajim mina mahajim chanukah tar, a little chanukah language. A mahajim mina mahajim. Mosif V'Holich, Mona V'Holich, right? Your Rebbe asks you, what are you learning? We're learning Chanukah. Mona V'Holich, you must mean Mosif V'Holich. No, Mona V'Holich. You know, you must be Mosif V'Holich, no Motiv V'Holich. I'm lighting a lot of candles. But it's all just Ner Ish Urbesa. It's great. I'm making this up on the fly, guys. It's all just Ner Ish Urbesa. But I say Chetzeich Bepruta, you haven't said, this, that, that. When you start saying this, 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 that, that, this, that, then you start creating that effect. So I ask myself, in all the good cases, the really good cases, if I buy into Mona V'Holich, how many Maisa Kiddushins are there? One. How many Chalos Kiddushins are there? How many women am I marrying? One. It's fine. It's the Mahajan Mina Mahajan Mina Mahajan Mina Mahajan case. If that's what he's saying. We just don't know if we can interpret a statement that way. But if we do, we skate through. That's what makes those cases better, and the last case problematic, because here you get the Chatzi Isha issues. Because you go to Mona V'Holich and you marry two half women, even though it's one mice, it's two half women. That's how the Rambam learned. So in the end of the day, is there a Chiddush about Kiddushin from the Rambam? Answer is? Yes or no. Is there any Chiddush about Kiddushin from these cases? Big fat no. It's really polarized. If you hold Mona V'Holich, again, Ilan, help me. How many Maisa Kiddushins are there?
One.
How many Chalos Kiddushins are there?
One.
How much of the woman are you marrying?
One.
The entire woman. If not, then you're back into the Chatzi Isha problem where you're trying to marry, half a woman, half a woman. So either it's a Chatzi Isha issue and you're dead in the water, or there's no Chatzi Isha issue and it's a really good classic case of one Maisa Kiddushin, textbook Maisa Kiddushin. So in the end of the day, in the Rambam, is there any chiddush for Kiddushin? No. In the end of the day, Avram, for the Rashba, there's a chiddush. Two kesefs, one amira, and one chalos. That's the chiddush of the Rashba in these cases. Two maisa kesefs,
Chetzich bepruta, chetzich bepruta. One dibor and one chalos. The Ram doesn't have that. But the Ram has a tremendous chiddush. That chetzich bepruta, the chetzich bepruta, chetzich bechetzich bepruta could be called one maisa. And listen carefully before I answer questions. And in order to adopt the Rambam's chiddush, you may have to make certain ukimtas, which we don't know if the Rambam ever bought into. In order to make case A and case B one Maisa Kedushin and Ilan solve all of our problems and make all our problems disappear, all of our Maisa Kedushin problems in the Sugya, what two ukimtas did you see in Rishonim that you may have to accept to make this into one Maisa Kedushin in the Rambam? What would you need in the case of chetzeich b'chatzi pruta, v'chetzeich b'chatzi pruta, or chetzeich b'pruta, v'chetzeich b'pruta, to make it into one long maisa kedusha where I go, okay, dinner, lunch, dinner, lunch, dinner, lunch, dinner, I'm just saying dinner, lunch, to make it easy to get them said. Half of you, 30 or 30, dinner, lunch, dinner, lunch, dinner, lunch, dinner, lunch. Notice I left out breakfast. Okay. Breakfast in like a million years. Oh, it is breakfast. I forgot what breakfast is. Okay, but what would you need? What's one ukim to offer? What would you need?
Tov
de dibor. Excellent. Maybe you'd have to say chetzich bepruta v'chetzich bepruta. Because if you said chetzich bepruta, listen to the birds. I love the birds. Love the birds. Love the birds. And then you said chetzich bepruta. Could that really be one nice and condition? Who raises this factor in the sugya? Factor as I get used to Hebrew again. Mi malet the factor is betoch sugya delamint bezem. I can't wait. These guys don't know what's happening to them. Yeah. Who raises this issue in the sugya?
Well,
Miri
specifically said
he needs. No. In it sounds like you may need all together. See, Tosfos. Miri quotes the Tosfos if I can't give it to you, but you should be able to look up Tosfos in my now. You don't need me to give you a Tosfos to look up a Tosfos. Zayin and Beis, Tosfos says, every Tosfos here is important, by the way. Little Tosfos in, but each one, little Tosfos, big punch. Little stick, big punch. Okay. Chatzich bepruta yom. The chatzich bepruta lemachar. Kach amrla bepam achas. Okay, I can see some finger waving. You only need toch the dibur when it's hayom lemachar. It's the same day. A lot of finger wagging here, but let's hold off on the finger wagging. Watch it, Joey. Sounds like from Tosis, you need to say it all together. Rashi, it's hard to know. The Meiri says he need toch de dibur. Very good. Did he quote the Shita? Says he may not need it. And then says, I passing that you need it. Because what makes it one Maisa? I don't know if I'm the Rashi, but would I need it? Well, you may still need it to make it one Chalos. What makes it? You still want to make one Chalos, or else you can't have two separate Chaloses of Chazisha. That's ridiculous. That's off the board in anyone's world. You can't marry half a woman and then come back 3 years later and say, I want to marry the other. Oh, marry. No, you fail. You fail the Chatzisha test. What's even more of a limitation than Toch Kedei Dibur? Okay, you're Rabbi Tarek, in this Toch Kedei Dibur business, you need it even if it's not one mice, even if it's one chalos according to the Rashba. But what's an even greater stringency? You may need to make it one mice. Well, what would you need to say, you know what, if it's Toch Kedei Dibur, I would need that no matter what, because otherwise it's ridiculous, it's two separate chaloses. But in order to make it one mice, I don't just need Toch Kedei Dibur, but I need
one nesina. One giving of the temple.
Right. We need to give all the money up front. Give her the money, and then say dinner, lunch, today, tomorrow, dinner, lunch, dinner, lunch, dinner, lunch, dinner, lunch. Rather than giving her half a pruta and then toch de dibur, give her another half a pruta. Who says that? You have to give all the money at once?
Good.
Isn't it incredible how these little issues in Rishonim that you wouldn't realize why they matter? Once you realize why they really matter. Because I'm sure when the Ritva told this Talmid in this issue, he snapped his fingers and everyone, oh yeah, I know why that matters. Because you're discussing whether it's one mice or one color. Ritva didn't need colored choice. He didn't have colored magic markers. If he did, he probably thought they were magic. But he called them magic markers. We know they're not magic. Even though we still call them magic markers. Or I do. You guys still call magic markers? No, we call them magic markers. I think, did you ever hear people that call magic markers for me? No, never.
Yeah.
So like, that's one of my greatest pet peeves in life. They're not magic. We know how they work. Stop it.
No?
This is magic. Okay. No, I think we did. What are you showing me?
Magician, mystic, and leader.
Okay, what is it called?
The best, magician, mystic, and leader.
Okay, so the best maybe had magic markers.
I'm sure he did.
Okay. There we go. Okay. And now it's for something totally different from north of the border. Okay. Here we go. So that Ritva now makes sense. Which other Risha did you see sounds like the Rambam that is one long Maisa? You mean Tamei Rashba?
No.
Tazria Zakin.
Yeah.
Tazria Zakin, let's read it together. He very often follows the Rambam, which makes sense if he's a Beit Rambam Minahar, not if he's Tazos. Mona v'holech, havalekilo amar iskachuli bepruta. Sounds like you're giving me the pruta. V'helech chetzich b'chatzi pruta. You see, he says the word pruta first. And it also sounds like it's Toch Nedibah, which again is not such a big chiddush, because Toch Nedibah is pretty obvious no matter how you slice it. So it's a sigur without many Rishonim, but if you just break it down slowly and you follow the way the Rambam paskins, we don't have that many Rishonim commenting on the logic. If you're just learning the sigur, you'd say, what's the question behind the Gemara's, what's the logic behind the question? You don't have much to help you. When you start to dig a little deeper, you see the way the Rambam paskin, and based on his psak, the way he structured the sugya, and the way other Rishonim disagree with his psak by calling it all a suffix, and the way they structure the sugya, and then you just break it down slowly, there's a lot here. There's a heck of a lot here. And especially, and if I'll answer your question, I'll get back to Sally's question, especially in the Rashba, now we have a really important launching pad to the next sugya. As we found a very, very unique case, which seems to be two Maisa Kiddushins, if you look at it through the Kesef prism, and one Chalos, which in a million years we can never imagine, because what does it mean to have two Maisa Kiddushins and one Chalos? What does that even mean? But now we've discovered, what's it called? A little tired today. Half horse, half donkey, it's got a mule. Discovered a whole new halachic organism. Didn't know existed. This week's Barsha. Amazon forest. New frogs discovered every day. New species. Two kiddushins of a maisa, one chalos, assuming at least two kesefs. Two maisa nesinas kesefs. One dibor. How about that? How about that for deep dives into kiddushin? How about that for discovering ideas that don't have a sugya naturally saying the word? Arev! That's the kiddie pool. Kiddushin midin arev. That's the easy stuff. What about plucking out kiddushin concepts in the deep, dark recesses of the deep, dark abysses of the ocean, going fishing deep, deep down, pulling out kiddushin? That's what we're going to do today. That's the next two questions, guys. You haven't already tuned it. We're now in the bottom of the ocean collecting deep, deep prehistoric fish, prehistoric organisms that we didn't know existed. Okay, Tzeli.
Once we start saying based on... Louder. Once we start saying, like, that half proved up for dinner today, half proved up for dinner tomorrow, now if we start breaking tonight into Mona Beholi.
We'll see that in the next sugya. What's the borderline between Tanai and Mona V'Holech? That's the next sugya.
If I say half a pruta, all the nas, you beat me.
We'll see. It's a really good question because we're bordering on Tanai. But hold off on that. That's on the Avchesim and Aleph. Not tomorrow, but next week in Mitzvah. I slowed down the pace just a little yesterday. I wanted to do today yet tomorrow's share together, but I just wanted you guys to have a little breather. Yes, Didi. Okay. So let's get to our next question. Okay. I'm doing this really slowly for you guys. You're going to have a lot of Mirtz Hashem, a lot of great rabbis that will teach you Torah in your life. Way smarter than me. Way bigger Talmidei Chacham than me. But I'm giving you something they won't. That's just slowing things down and breaking them apart and seeing them in components. Deconstructionism. There are two parts to this question. One part is, what were you even thinking by asking the question? The second part is, what's your question? Okay.
you have to know what the question is to know why you're asking it first?
No, because you ask a question, you know, Joey should, you want to come over my house to eat? I miss you, Hank. Tell me about this. Are you a figure mishigmishig? Or do you like to eat? Well, what is figure mishigmishig? Like, you know, if the question were, do you like to eat or not like to eat? Do you eat too much or not too much? Do you have good table manners, not table manners? That I could say, well, how important are those factors to me? But one factor seems totally off. So until I get to the question, I have to clarify what one side of the question was. Okay, so now we're on our second question. Daddy, okay, we'll call him Yaakov, meets the father of two girls. I don't know who has two girls in Tanakh. Adam has two girls in Tanakh. Lava. Okay. Yaakov meets Lava. Okay. Yaakov meets Lava, not really. It's like Yitzchak. Yitzchak meets Lava. Yitzchak and Lava want to, it never happened, but like, you know, the alternate narrative of Tanakh. When Yitzchak meets Lava, Yitzchak isn't blind. The what if scenario. Yitzchak doesn't go blind. He says, you know, I never got my chance to leave Eretz Yisrael. So one chance. Goes to Dubai, meets Lavan, and he says, how about we arrange for Yaakov and Esav to marry Leah and Rachel? Rachel's worst dreams come true. And Rachel, she was crying, she figures she's getting Esav. So she, all of a sudden, she's, her shidduch, here's your shidduch, none other than Esav. And of course, Rashi never exists. All the Rashis change, and we change the timeline. Dina doesn't go into a box, because Esav's her father, her stepfather, whatever. And Esav becomes Frum, and we're Makara of Esav, and Christianity never happens, and the Crusades never happen, and I don't know, everything changes. Okay, so Yitzchak meets Lavan, and he's Meshadech, Leah and Rachel to Esav and Yaakov. But they don't have enough money, so they use one pruta. The real way for Yitzchak to marry his two sons to Lavan's two daughters, just the two Maisa Kiddushin. That would be the normal case, right? You wouldn't need a Gemara about that. Okay, let's see. The first Maisa Kiddushin, I trust Lavan to still swindle Yitzchak. Okay, he's like this. He's married Yaakov to Rachel. Lavan switches him up, but whatever. Two Maisa Kiddushin, two Prutas. Everyone goes home happy. Sally.
I just have to do this since we're talking about this. If Rachel and Leah were identical twins and Lavan switched them and Yaakov said, I'm marrying Rachel and he's actually marrying Leah.
Okay, I need a coffee for that one. Okay, Sally. Okay. Only your twisted mind, Sally, but I'll keep that a secret. I'm not going to spread anyone or why you tower that question. Okay, so Leah and Rachel were not twins. Okay, Yaakov and Esav. Okay, anyway, guys, let's get back to the Gemara. So the question is, here there's only one pruta. So do I follow the givers, or do I follow the people that are getting married, the children? Wait a second. Givers? There's one giver, but that person is producing how many Maisa Kiddushins? How many Maisa Kiddushins are Yitzchak and Lavan engaged in? Two. How many Chalos Kiddushins are Yitzchak and Lavan engaged in?
Two.
Two. So Joey, even if I follow the giver and the receiver, Yitzchak and Lavan, I need two Maisa Kiddushins, two Prutos. This isn't even a question. Like, it's a made-up question. It's a semantic question. The execution, I'll call them the executioners, those are executors, or do people end up being married? How do you even start this question? It's not a question. Same thing. No saying Mikabel, Ish Ve'isha, two separate Maisa Kiddushins, two separate Prutas, two separate everythings. Why is this even a question? So Tosos and the Tosos Rid have different ways to make it a question. And then once it's a question, well, what's the question? Why should we follow A? Why should we follow B? So there's a lot of work, Joey, on this side. There's a lot of work here. I'm going to move this just so you can see it. Get my mask on so I'll talk loudly. There's a lot of work here. Like, why should... What does it mean, Basi, Nosein, or Makaba? What? There's a lot of work right here. And we'll work it out. But at the end of the day, we still have to say, why should this be influential and it works with one pruta? Why should this be influential and it doesn't work with one pruta? Okay, so you see there are two stages to the sugya. Rishonim give us the first stage, they don't give us the second stage. We have to discover the second stage. So what does Tosa say? What does Tosa say? Ukimta. It's in Ukimta. Lavan is?
father of?
Tuchtanus.
So basically, the Mekabel is the Baal Dabar. For how many Kiddushins? For two Kiddushins. So the Mekabel is the Baal Dabar for two Kiddushins. Okay, we're starting to solve at least why this first tzad makes sense. What's the problem Tosfos still has? Okay, the Mekabel is one person performing two Kiddushins, but what about the Noseh? What about Yitzchak? He's just the Shliach, he's not a Baal Dabar, and as a Shliach, he's basically two people acting. There's no relationship between the two. At least from Lavan's standpoint, he's a Baal Dabar on two Kiddushins. Oh, that's interesting. We never had that before. He didn't get married twice. In this case, they're getting married once with two Maisei Kiddushins. In this case, there's one person getting married twice. Trick question. Joey, ask Rabbi, what's his name, Schaefer? What's your Rabbi's name? Lyman. Leifer. What was his name? Leifer, right from the Shiva. So call him up and say, can a woman get married twice? I said, what are you? You've been in Gush for 4 months and you think a woman get married twice? Yeah, but what if it's one man accepting Kiddushin for two of his daughters and he's a Baal Dabar? So he's getting married twice. They're two separate chalosas, guys. They're not one chalos. You can't get married twice in one chalos. But this man, who's the Baal Dabar of his daughter's Kiddushin, is getting married twice. Ooh, that's a whole new concept we haven't ever discovered. Now the problem with those is, okay, we've solved the Mekabel standpoint. Because now we have one Mekabel that can do, because if there are two Mekabels, Yaakov, we need two Purias. Nothing at all. If Sally marries a woman and John marries a woman, they need two Purias. If Sally Shliach marries a woman for him and Joey Shliach marries a woman for him, they need two Purias. So it doesn't make a difference whether Tzali and Joey have separate shluchim, or they just happen to say, you know what, Reuben, dear, Shtor, and Shliach. You're going anyway to divide, find an Arab woman, an Arab Jewish woman, and do it for me. But you can do it for my situation. This question doesn't get off the ground. So from the Mekabel standpoint, we need to be a father who's basically doing the Maisa for himself and then passing the Chalos on to his daughter. He's the Baal Dabar. We have one Baal Dabar. One Baal Dabar. What about the Nosein? What is Tosfos presumably due to the Nosein? You don't need the Nosein. The word Nosein is left out. Where did we see which sugya told us you don't need the Sinas HaKesef? What we need is Kabbalah HaKesef. What is this? A redo of what sugya? Evet Kanani according to the Machon Ephraim, Evet Kanani according to the Tzavs, Evet Kanani according to the Atanei Ruin, Evet Kanani according to the Mishnah, Evet Kanani. What's the key word from Chav Gimel that teaches us that Evet Kanani is based on no Nesina, only Kabbalah? Kabbalah's Rabo Garmo. So going to tells us at least how to set up. You never need a Nesina. All Kiddusha needs is a Kabbalah. Now you have to receive two Prutas, but what happens if there's one Baal Dabar serving only after two Kiddusha? And the only way that can happen is, the only scenario in Shabbos where there's one Baal Dabar servicing two Kiddushins, Tosfos says, is a father has two daughters if you don't need a Nosein. Now, Joey, I still haven't said, well, why should this be enough? But what does the Tosfos Rit say? We don't need this Ukimta of the father of Ketanos. This is Tosfos' Ukimta to make the Mekabel being one Baal Dabar. What does the Tosfos Rit say? What do we have here? I've got two shluchim. I've got two shluchim. The question is, then I've got basically two balei davars. I've got the two boys and the two girls, because after all, a shliach is not a baal davar. Did I just say that? Maybe if I have shluchim, what I really have? I'm one baal davar.
if a shliach is a baldaver and not just a puppet, then Yitzchak is a baldaver for two kiddushins, and Lavan is a baldaver for two kiddushins. Especially if they're using their own money. Let's say, let's just stack the deck here. So in my desire to build a case of one baldaver, one person executing the kiddushin, one person running this kiddushin. But remind me, Ilan, you're our math guy today. How many Maisa kiddushins are there?
Two.
How many Chalos kiddushins are there?
Two.
How many baldavers do we have running the kiddushin?
One.
So, Joey, how do I get to one baldavar? You've got different solutions in Tosfos and the Tosfos Rid. One second, just listen for a few minutes. According to the Tosfos Rid, you get to one baldavar conducting two kiddushins through shlichus. Going to Tosfos, and of course, listen carefully, the advantage of the Tosfos Rid is you don't have to eliminate the Nesina. You've got one baldavar on the Nesina side, one baldavar on the Kabbalah side, so you've got one baldavar on both sides. Kiddushin is bidirectional, Nesina, Kabbalah, you don't need Eved Ivri, Eved Kenani. Excuse me. Got one baldavar conducting Maisik, two Maisik editions. Two separate Maisik editions. Two separate Chalos editions. There are two women marrying. The father's not being married. Father doesn't go into the house of the Baal. Father is the conductor. He's not the Chalos object. Of course, I'm not married. You don't marry the father. He's conducting the Kiddushin. If he's just a shliach, then a low-level shliach, then he's just the conductor is the woman. He's just taking the money. But here we've created the father as a conductor, and we don't care about the nosin according to Tosfos. Or we've got two shluchim being the primary conductors. In the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I end up with the same calculus. What's my calculus, Ilan? Remind me. How many Maisa Kiddushins?
Two.
Two. How many Chalos conditions?
Two.
Two. How many Baalei Davar?
One.
One.
Two. Oh, I guess it's a...
Conductors. Oh. Now we have a question. Interesting question. What happens when you have not one Chalos condition with two Mises, but two Mises conditions... Two Chalos Kiddushins. You see now the level of difficulty is changing. Before you were marrying one woman. It's one Chalos Kiddushin. Now there are two Chalos happening. Two Maisa Kiddushins happening. Okay, so like black and white. Like I didn't go to MTA, but I know two Chalos Kiddushins and two Maisa Kiddushins. You need two Prutas, right? Yeah, but you have one person conducting two Maisa Kiddushins. What does that mean? Like, if I would have said this to you day one, what are you talking about, Rabbi? One, two Maisik editions, two Chaloses, and one conductor? How does that ever happen? Oh, now it happens. And now you know why this case lands on Daf Zayin and Beis. It's not just arbitrary. Throw the balls in the Jackson, you see everything lands. No, it's landing as the continuation of the previous case, especially going to the Rashba. Going to the Rambam, it still makes sense, it was one Maisik Edushin. But now we're changing. Before we had two Maisik Edushins, one Chalos. Now we have two Maisik Edushins, two Chaloses. So like, what's the question, Rabbi? But one Baldavar. And after I answer all the questions, say, well, why should one prove to be enough? Because after all, it should be obvious. Two Maisik Edushins, two Chaloses, two Prutas. Why does the one Baldavar allow me to go down to one Pruta? What change do I have to say that will allow me to combine two Maisik editions, two Chaloses, with one Pruta, because there's one person conducting both as a, what's what I'm looking for, as a package deal. I'm involved in two editions at the same time. What do you think, Ephraim? We have your question first. Let's first get to questions, then we'll get to Svaras. Yes.
Oh, I was going to say.
Okay, anyone have questions on what you said? Shai?
Why are we saying this is two Mises? There's one Nesina, and there's one Amir between the two people.
Because as far as I know, you can't have one Mises condition creating two Haloses.
It's one Mises that's happening and creating two Haloses.
Okay, so that's something my mind isn't smart enough to understand. I know when I reach my limits. I haven't reached the limits here. So far, I can imagine two Mises for one Halos. That's called incremental. I can't imagine one mice for two halosis. There is no parallel to that in Shas.
How do you understand one truta passing from one person to
the other? That's what we're going to talk about today. There's two mice kedushins, which I'm conducting at the same time with one pruta. How are we going to make sense of this working? You're saying you're basically the rabbi shouldn't work. So how will it work? How does it work? So obviously we have to take the money and move it out of this logical slot and function into this logical slot and function. We have to change the money. Avram, we have to change the money. We have to change... That came out there. The launder of the money in Brooklyn. We got to change the money. Everything in Brooklyn is double on time, right? We got to change the money. You know what I mean, right? I meant the sugya. I didn't mean you're quiet. I meant the sugya. I didn't mean... You didn't mean tell me. We got to change the money. How do we change the function of the money? Because after all, two mice kedushins, two halosis, but common bali dollars. Let's take the Tosas Rid case because it's just easier to wrap your head around it. Where you've got a shleach who's a bal dover for two kedushins, a shleach lalacha, and a shleach lakabal is a bal dover for two kedushins. What function is the money playing? Right. What function is the money playing?
It's not the mice. I'll say it like this. It's not that the Nesina Sakasev is the Ikar of the Kedushin.
Yeah, obviously. So everyone, stop. Everyone listen to what Ephraim said. Put your hand down for a minute. But what Ephraim just said is the most important part of what he's about to say. Even if the second part of his sentence is just quote Shakespeare, I'm happy you said it. It's really important because the rest, I could say it this way, I could say it that way, we'll say it different ways. But if you're saying that it works here, then my Sakasev is not creating the Kedushin. It's not. That's not the core condition creator. That has some other function, which here still serves its function, even though there are two separate chasanas happening, because there's one besada. There's one person doing both. What do you want to say, Ephraim? Let's see.
In other words, the condition has to be conducted al reka, and it's seen of
a okay, that's too general. You have to say what al reka means. That's just a weak term, which is fine. You're getting there. That's how you build it. What does al reka mean? Like what? What is the function?
Well, it's kind of like the Arsuya case, right?
Okay, so say it. Just don't say kind of like, don't say Rekha. Give me a sharp, precise function that Kesef serves, not the Etzem HaKidushin, and that therefore you can condense Kesef into a package deal. That's what we need. Say this word, that word, but that's what we're shooting for. Kesef function, it can function in this package deal. What's that one word, Uri? Das. You said it, but does.
I didn't
agree
with that.
Okay. Well, let it roll. This is what we'll say a little different. Kesef is just to make the two parties happy. What does the Kiddushin, Avram, I don't know, maybe something like Amira, I don't know. Back to our old friend. The Kesef is there just to create das. Let's settle in, guys. Let's settle. Just let's settle, then ask. Okay? Really, I'm not talking to anyone in particular, but there's a... I don't know if it comes from high school or not, but think things through slowly. Don't try not to ask the question. Get the... Just think. Let it settle. Process. It's really... Because if you're too quick on the trigger, you're not letting yourself really mull and just digest it. The Kesef's role, you need to give Kesef. I'll say this a little different in a few minutes. I'll give you two versions. You need Kesef to create interest, happiness, will. And since I'm supervising joint chalosis, which is the chiddush here, what does it mean to combine? We never even thought you can combine because they're just totally separate. Two women, two men, two shluchim. But either through shliach, I can create a shliach that's a baldover for two kiddushins, or let's say in Tosus, I don't have it through shlichus, but I have it through the father, and I could care less about the nosei. So I have a halachic construct where a person is a baldover for two chaloses. He wants to cluster or bundle two chaloses. And there's one pruta. And he's really happy because he got money. And the only function of money is to pass the das, barrier. I'm trying to think of words today. The das barrier. And you pass the das barrier because you got money. So I'm happy about these two chaloses. We're decentralizing Kesef. Kesef is not the Ikar HaKiddushin. Something else is. I smell blood in there. I smell the sharks coming. I'm letting a lot of blood trail here. Is that you're going to get me with something, Mr. Shark? I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say. Something else that does the Kiddushin. But the Kesef doesn't have to be multiple. Kesef can be integrated, common, shared. Because if I ask myself how many conductors are here, there's one conductor and one conductor, and therefore one kesef is enough to create will on the part of one conductor. Depends on how many people are getting married, how many chalosis are there, how many maisa conditions are there. Two. Rachel and Esav, Leah and Esav, Rachel and Yaakov.
Is that opinion
of
your own question?
Not yet. Doesn't have to be yet. I may get to it in the third stage. However, Kesef functions in the Kiddushin area, maybe. In Kiddushin, the Kesef isn't what it is in other places in Shas. Because you got Amira, you got other things. The Kesef is just a Das trigger. If you interview the father, you happy? I got my Pruta. Are you happy? I got my Pruta. I gave the Pruta.
Maybe he had also.
Maybe. I want to talk about it. Rabbi Kenyan, you don't have an Amira, so it's a hard to sell. Now, what's the problem with this? Who had a question? Oh, you had a question. Did anyone poke a hole with this? Oh, really good, Rabbi. There's only one Kesef, and the Kesef is only necessary to trigger Das, and he's a really happy person. He's willing to go through this bundled chalos. This is the big chiddush. The deepest chiddush here is the concept of the bundled chalosis. When you have a baldover that's bundling chalosis. We'll talk about that in a moment. You could shoot this whole thing out of the water and say you can't ever bundle chalosis. Or maybe, look at me, there are certain chalosis you can bundle, certain chalosis you can't bundle. Like, what types of chalosis can you bundle? Maybe you can bundle two marriages, but you can't bundle... Let's see. So the big paradigm shift is bundling chalosis, creating two kiddushins. Because otherwise you've got two separate things that are just chronologically convergent. But you're saying, no, I'm a bal davar at the same time for two chalosis, either because I'm a shliach or because I'm a father, and therefore I'm happy by the one pruta. That's the big question that either you accept it or you don't accept it. But what's the problem, Abba? Okay, so the kesef, Ephraim, the kesef isn't the kiddushin issue. So what is the Kiddushin maker? We always default to Amira. Every time we butt up against a problem with Kesef, we fall back on Amira. That's been our MO. We had Abakanani, you don't need to see that because Amira is playing a bigger role. Amira, Amira, Amira. What's the issue here? Well, there's only one Kesef, but the Kesef isn't the Maisa Kiddushin. What's the Maisa Kiddushin? The Maisa Kiddushin is the Amira. So I want a mirror. So they want a mirror.
Can we make another one of the rounds we can't say for before and say that, like, oh, it's for each point, like...
We don't have it. You don't talk about it here. Now, it's not as big a question, Josh, because mirrors are easier to split, because the nature of language, as we've seen, is that it's much, much less concrete than money. If I don't know how many prutas there are here, there's only one answer to that question. There's one pruta. This is how many amiras are here. And then to a degree, Joey, I come back to what you just said. It's not clear whether this is literally the last word. Forget all the questions we have here. Okay? Forget this question. Close your eyes. Forget the board. Look away from the board. Let's assume everything we discussed today isn't the halachic issue. If a man tells another man, your two daughters for my two sons with the pruta. Forget anything else. Would it work? No, you have to say Aram HaKodeshes. There's some amira happening. Presumably, Jarvis, not a rukimta, presumably there's something being said. Or else where's the amira's kiddushin? Forget anything else. Forget any fancy lambdas. Let's say kiddushin works wherever you want. Reuben Hashem says, do as you want. Do whatever you want. Chalos, Maisech, I see whatever you want. Just make sure you say Aram HaKodeshes. No one's saying that here. So this sounds like it's only the intro. It's the setup. It's going to be one pruta, give one pruta that we know, but presumably there's going to be some amir, or whatever the amir is. We talked about this for a daughter, bitcham agudashasli, all right? So Lavan's going to, Yitzchak's going to say twice, bitcha mikudeshes le'ruvein, and that's of course why Tosu said. I mean, Tosu, Joey's already talking about, you need to specify who's for whom. So it's clear that this isn't the last word, because then you don't know who's marrying whom. So Tosu is concerned with, did you see this Tosu?
Yeah.
Did I show you this Tosu?
Yeah.
Look at Tosu, Shteben Osayach, Dan. It's a beer lazeman can go to Rachel Ruvein. Now that could just be Rachel for Reuven, Rachel for Yaakov. You know, it sounds like there's some actual Amir. There's like even if you say Rachel for Yaakov, whatever, for Esav, you're still saying two Amiras. You say X, Y, Z, B, whatever you're saying. You're creating your crosslinks. So it's an interesting question, Josh, but I'm not that concerned by it, because presumably you're going to have multiple Amiras, or else this whole thing is flawed because of Kedushim Shemisir and Labia. Right.
I think more than just creating doubts.
What?
I think more than just creating doubts.
Okay, then what do you think?
I think that from the man's side, you need what I call concretized expression. Not just doubts, but
okay.
Concretized expression. Okay. The only way to do it is with an asina.
Hmm.
But the chatzi proof, what's it called? Here, it's not that there's a chatzi pruta for each one. Here, it's that you created a asina by giving a pruta, and that concretized, and since you have something concrete, then fundamentally, doubts
okay.
Can work.
Okay.
Even doubts, you only need chatzi pruta. But for a chatzi pruta,
okay,
is,
you're saying two things. I will split them. First, you're saying Shakespeare. That's like a different version of what I'm saying. Kesef doesn't do the Kiddushin. Kesef does Das. So I'm saying Kesef does Das by making the guy feel warm and fuzzy inside. You're saying Kesef concretizes something. Let's call it concretizing. So you give a slightly different girsa. Then you're saying something else, which I'm going to say in a moment. So just be careful. You'll see when I split them for you, you'll see. You're saying, well, maybe it's not an M. Wait for me to present it, but you'll see. You're saying two separate things, you're clumping, which is fine. So much just like, oh, because your minds tend to work so fast, and you start to cluster ideas that are really autonomous. Oh, really, I'm saying two things here. Again, when you guys come over and ask me questions, I'm going through this here. 95% of the time when you ask my advice is, you're really dealing with three issues. Let's deal with them separately. Okay, this is issue A, issue B. Now, they're all clustering you together, happening together in your life, but realize you're dealing with three different issues. We have to deal with them one by one, or put this issue on the back burner and deal with two issues. I just had it last night with one of my children. Three issues combined at once. So, you know, let's deal with these two. This issue we're not dealing with right now. It's just going to ruin things. Let's deal with these two issues and find responses to them. Okay, Moshe.
If the kasav is only for das, wouldn't that make it unnecessary? It's just like a nice thing to have?
No, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu regulates, and this is closer to what Ephraim is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu regulates that Das and Kiddushin is only achieved by the delivery of Shavuot.
So,
and
you have less than that.
Oh, okay. The second model to what we're saying is as follows. See if you can finish, Ephraim. See if you can finish, Moshe. Okay. I heard there's something in baseball called a relief pitcher. Relief pitchers for women. They pitch for 5 days straight. Get out there and pitch. Well, pitch count. I don't know what pitch count is. You know, your little tooties get up there, little ballerinas up on the mound. We have pitch count, you know what I mean? We're calling the relief pitcher. We're calling the relief pitcher when the pitcher's arm fell off. You know, got gangrene. He's out there all day. Okay, his arm's falling off. Call the relief pitcher. So we're calling the relief pitcher. Moshe, see if you can be the finisher. You can be the closer. Okay? See if you can be the closer. Kesef does the Kiddushin. What's the problem here? You have Kesef. This is an Eved Kenani. As far as I can tell, there's Kesef. As far as I can tell, why can't the Kesef do two Kiddushins? What's the problem with the Kesef doing two Mises, two Kiddushins? What's the problem? You don't have enough worth. What if we had the same case, Shtei Banayach L'Shtei Benosayach for two Prutas? 100 min of 100 min of 100. It's great. Two Mises, two Chalosis, two Kesefs. Who finds fault with that? I can't find fault. I'm not a judgmental person. That's a good case. You have Kesef here. Split the Kesef. Two women, two men, two Kiddushins, two Mises. Half a Pruta for you, half a Pruta for you. That's enough as far as I'm concerned. So maybe the question is not what role Kesef plays, but why do you need Shava Kesef? We've been assuming you need Shava Kesef in order to have Kesef, right? Because without Kesef, without Shava Kesef, without a certain minimum value, you don't have Kesef. Let's keep that intact right now. Let's assume. But who says you need Kesef? Maybe Kiddushin is enough to give. What's our alter ego? What's the Clark Kent to Kesef?
No.
I know. Let's for a moment, let it fall. Let's for a moment just assume that you give him Kiddushin with Hana. And that Hana doesn't need a price tag of Pruta. Any Hana, even trivial Hana. Which may or may not be true. The Shaveh Pruta, the extra value, that higher value in Kiddushin, maybe not in other cases in Shas. Remember the Mishnah Bava Metzia didn't list Kiddushin as part of the Shaveh Pruta list? The higher value is not necessary for the Etzem HaKiddushin. In terms of Kiddushin, Kesef / Hana playing Kiddushin, you don't need value, you just need something. And here I've got one Pruta, half for Rachel and Yaakov, half for Leah and Esav. The only reason I need Shava Pruta, who can quote a Gemara that we've learned in Kiddushin that tells you why you need Shava Pruta, because less than a Shava Pruta, the value is to create Das. That's what you're saying, I'm splitting. In terms of Kesef / Hana, I got enough for Yaakov and Rachel and Esav and Leah. I've got two split. You get half, you get half. Oh, you need Shaveh Pruta just to make the people happy. Who are the people here? The people are Yitzchak and Lavan. They're the ones, they're the conductors. And they're happy because some total they got a Shaveh Pruta. In which case, we have a major, major, major tectonic shift in this sugya. Maybe Shaveh Pruta for Kiddushin is not necessary for the Etzem HaKesef. And I'm saying it one way, you could say it many ways, but because you don't really need Kesef for Kiddushin, all you need is Hana. And Hana isn't needed in Shaveh Kesef, in Shaveh Pruta, excuse me. It's going to give you Hana. You know, I'm Mekadesh you like this. I look at you the nice way. How much is it worth? Bupkis. But you enjoyed it. Because marrying a woman just means giving her Hana. So I gave you Hana. If I break it down and say, has there been some transfer of Kiyikach? Yes, the Kiyikach is all solid. But women don't like cheapening themselves and entering a process without a Shaveh Pruta. I just translated verbatim the Gemara and Kiddushin of Gil. It's a Shaveh Pachas B'Shaveh Pruta L'Makanya Nafshe. The extra requirement, not just to give something, but to give something, it's a second of a Shaveh Pruta, that's to create Das. And Das is metered or measured by the people, not by the ultimate Yaakov Rachel, by the people that are conducting. They have to have the Das because they're conducting the process. So you have to do Yitzchak and Lavan have Das? Yes, because Lavan received the Shaveh Pruta. He doesn't feel demeaned. Oh my goodness, I'm getting involved in this lesson. I'm going through this whole song and dance lesson. Shaveh Pruta, who am I? Lavan, what do you think I'm? Lavan? No, you are Lavan. What do you think I am? I'm a swindler. I'm a greedy person. I have my own self-dignity, my own self-respect. I get involved less than proud. Okay, but now you get your Pruta and you're involved in two activities at once, which is a very strange halacha we never thought could happen, but all of a sudden, wake up, it happens. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's taking this Kesef / Shaveh Pruta requirement of Kesef, one of the two, and saying, is it the core of Kiddushin? Then you need two. Two Kiddushins, two Maisa Kiddushins, two Chaloses, you need two. But if the core of Kiddushin is not Kesef of Shaveh Pruta, the core of Kiddushin is something else, not Kesef, or Kesef even less than Shana. And the Kesef / value of Shaveh Pruta is only important to get the two parties happy. Well, what happens when those two parties are one? I'm going to say this again. There is no other way to learn this sugya. You can fill in slight variations to what I said, but there's no other way to learn this sugya. This is the sugya. I'm just translating the Gemara to you. we've created a scenario of two Maisa Kiddushins, two Chalos Kiddushins. I knew I'd wake you up, Shai. There's no other way. It's like inviting Shai to the party. You know? Some people's invitation is, come at 8 o'clock. Shai's invitation is, there's no other way. Okay, I'll prove you there. Like a telegraph invitation to Shai. I like that. Okay. Two different ways. Two different Maisa Kiddushins. Two different Chalos Kiddushins. One Bal Davar. Can get around with one kesef or one set of Bali Davar. Who would have thought, right? Because Joey, most of the attention to the Rishonim is to make sense of the one side. Like, what do you mean, this Basar Nosin Makabal? It doesn't mean anything. There's still only two prutas. How does Nosin Makabal open up the horizon of one pruta? So Tosas and the Tosas Rid had two different ways to condense the Nosin Makabal into one person on each side. Because otherwise, it's just two people, two children, two shluchim. If I represent you, Reuben, and I represent Shai, and I go and do a shlichos, Tosas says, I'm doing two different things. You can't condense me into one. So it says, I'll condense you into one because you're a father. Tosas Rit says, no, I can't condense you into one. Now for something totally different, Ari-wise, before we answer questions, someone stops you on the street and says, bring me a raya that a shliach is a bal davar. You say, Tosas Rit and Kiddushin Nevzai. You don't know what you're talking about. And you'll say, because Tosas Rit fell, that a shliach for two parties can be considered one bal davar. Because if a shliach is just a ma'isekof, then there really are two bali davars. It's Yaakov and Esau. That's deep lundus. That's deeper than Yosef Engel's lundus. He just gives the list. This is the sublist. Where Tosas Rid makes sense of a havamin in the Gemara based on shlichus. And without saying that in shlichus, it's hard to imagine how the Tosas Rid survives, even the havamin. Remember, they knew it so well, these were just, they'd have to spend hours unpacking this. They just said things, and things came rattling out. Joey?
I don't think you have to go so far as to say that he's one Bal Davar for two people. I think the fact that we ignore the fact that even that he's, we don't care who he's representing. It could be
two separate people.
It could be one person. We're just going, we're only going by the Bahnur Sayyid Kabbalah as opposed to the.
What does that mean? Two mices. This is the music everyone has to face. Two mice kiddushins, obviously two chalos kiddushins, unless you're shy, it's one mice and two chaloses. How do you have two mice kiddushins, two chalos kiddushins, with one pruta, just because one person is executing two? That's the bridge you have to cross. On one side of the bridge is two mice kiddushins and two chaloses. On the other side of the bridge is one pruta. How do you build a bridge that will justify to have a mina one pruta? The simplest way to go is to create one baldavar and then to start talking. If you don't have one baldavar, then you just have one person doing two low-level shluchios, and then it's hard to imagine how you can condense the pruta. Marie?
Why do you need to break condition? Why would you need to break condition? It has to be two components of Hana and some sort of formal casino. You just have the single form of
Kasina. Okay, it does two things. For one thing, you don't. But then the price you would have to pay is if you use something called Kesef. It's not Shavu Kesef. It's not Shavu Pruta. You don't need Shavu Pruta for Kesef. You have Kesef that does the Kiddushin. The Kesef does the Das.
Right.
So, I'm assuming that if you don't have Shavu Pruta, you don't have Kesef. So if the Shavu Pruta is only necessary for Das, then you need Hana as enough for being Sina. You're saying you can have Kesef without Shavu Pruta.
No.
Right. But you don't need Shavu Pruta in order to create the Esav Kiddushin. And what do you need to create Esav Kiddushin? Kesef. Just Kesef less than Shavu Pruta.
You need Kesef to create
the
Esav Kiddushin? No.
And what do you need? Messina's what?
You need, maybe just the
Kiddushin,
so you don't
need Kesef. Kiddushin. Okay. That's my check. We get into Kiddushin territory. Josh.
I'm trying to remember back to like the Loma Kain and Nafsha Gemara. I remember Rashi said it was like a Ganai, right? So that kind of makes sense to this. But Tosfos, who's like one of the players here, didn't he say it wasn't about that at all? It was just because like less than a,
sure.
It's not actually
So what are the two answers to that question? You answer your own question.
That the point of the actual Kesef is to create this.
Say it earlier upstream before you get to your question.
Number one, who's to know whether Tosfos and Daf Gimel and Tosfos and Daf Zayin are the same person? Oh. Hundreds of people. Number two, even if Tosfos interprets the Gemara Kiddushin differently in Daf Gimel, that's not. I don't need that Gemara to say that Kesef is necessary for Das. I just quoted that Gemara because if you interpret it like Rashi, you have a very strong statement that Kesef creates Das. But let's say I read that Gemara according to Tosfos, the Gemara wasn't talking about Das at that moment in the Beis Medrash. The Gemara's whole Chalipin conversation was about Chalipin and Kesef, and we canceled Chalipin because it's not really Kesef. But there's still Das issues that Kesef triggers. So it's a beautiful proof from Rashi, but even if you read the Gemara differently, it doesn't mean that by omission doesn't prove anything. If you omit that reading in Daf Gimel, it doesn't prove you don't hold up a certain shita. I gotta be very careful because I read Sfarim that make that mistake, in my opinion. The fact that a Rishon didn't say it proves what he feels about something the other Rishon did say. It's a little more subtle than that because sometimes what a Rishon says is so obvious that if the Rishon didn't say it, then why did he move away from it? But here it's not so obvious. You're talking cross-sugya connections. The fact that Tosfos and Daf Gimel didn't explain the Gemara like Rashi means that he doesn't know Kesef is Das. That's very, very convoluted logic. If there's a sugya and you're facing two options, and I like this option, you run away from it, you're running away because you don't like something about the option. But running away from tsushta, from an association of two different sugyas, I'm not sure it's running away. Okay. Moshe and then Josh. Yes.
Would one of the sons of Sel be able to step up and make this thing happen?
No, because then he'd be splitting two balei davars.
So then how can if
you'd be unclustering the chalosis.
So the father is the shaliach of both of them. So then the shaliach is doing more than he would be representing.
Yes. Yeah. Because he's a bal davar. Yes, he's a bal. That's possible because the shliach becomes empowered as a bal davar. And he's a bal davar for two different shluchim. And a bal davar for two different people can cluster two chalosis. That's the chiddush of shluchs. Because you made a shliach a bal davar. Josh.
Would I be able to map out the last two points on the board?
I'll do it later. I'll write a map out later. Okay, come. Viter, move forward. Okay, we got to finish. I got to give you guys some time for the next circuit. Anything happening in the Seder today? No. No speeches, nothing. But lunch is 12:40 for you guys? Till 20?
Yeah,
12:40. 12:40. Okay. Now we have the last case. I'm skipping Para because Para is just a poorer case of Karaka. Okay, let's talk about Karaka. Karaka is the real case. Okay? Now, I sell you land, okay, and marry my daughter to you. So Lavan gives Rachel to Yaakov, and he gives him some land. And Yaakov gives a peruta. So it seems in the Gemara that the question is the land in or out of this peruta deal? If the land is not part of the peruta, then you protect the peruta for the woman, and everything's great. Woman has a peruta, the land, Yaakov is calling it through chazaka, not through kesef, it's a matan, it's not kesef, whatever. But if the land is part of the deal, whoa, we got a problem. You seem to have a problem. Because then you're reducing the pruta for the woman. Okay? Again, two levels to this question. What's the question, and then what's the pretext? Let's read it together. By Rav Ashi. Okay? Interesting that this was Rav Ashi, and the Para case was Rav Papa. Because what we're not going to discuss today is what's the difference between Karaka and Para. One option that some Achronim say is maybe they're the same case, it's just Rav Papa and Rav Ashi didn't talk to each other, they lived in different generations. So they each came up with the same logical question, but they just streamed it through different cases. So for our purposes today, just because we're not going to have enough time to talk about Para, let's just focus on Karaka. We can adapt Para as the next level if we have to, because again, I'm stacking them different from the way they appear in the Gemara. It's clear to me that Karaka should be discussed before Para from a certain logical vantage point. Why? Because Karaka and Isha both are nicknames for Kesef, so the variances are much less. The variables are much less. You're looking at one or two variables, not multiple variables. Trust me on this one, if you don't know what I'm saying, trust me. So a man wants to sell his daughter, marry his daughter, and Karaka with one pruta. Mau. Bitcha b'chatzi pruta v'karaka b'chatzi pruta. For some reason,
the karka is being nicknamed pekesef, and the pruta gets split. Odilma, the karka has its own ma'isakinyan called the chazaka, and the pruta is spared just for the woman. Everything's fine. Teiku. Now, what determines whether the karka is in or out? As part of the pruta or as a separate kinyan? Wow, my lamdash mind starts spinning. But what does Rashi seem to say? What determines whether the karka is included in the kinyan kesef, thereby diluting and depleting the kesef, or the karka is chazaka oriented and the kesef is spared for the woman? It's not any halacha question, but that's lamed. I'd love that. Sounds like it's the. What? And therefore, what is the determinant that decides whether it's in or out? Das. Now, what will decide what the das is? How much he knows? What he said? What he did? What faces he made? Whatever. 100 different subcategories. What determines the das? But ultimately, the das Yitzchak will determine. When I say I'm giving you my daughter in karka, did I mean both for a kesef, or did I mean daughter for kesef, karka for chazaka? If I meant karka for chazaka, I preserve the pruta for the woman. If I meant karka with the kesef, then the kesef gets depleted. Avram?
The Rashi in the kesef chazaka seems to say that how do you actually know for sure if it's a chazaka?
No, he's saying I haven't made the chazaka yet, but I want you to know that when I make the chazaka, it's going to be for the karka, and this proof is just for the woman. Rashi's just saying you don't have to make the chazaka right now. Kishachzikbar means it's in the future. Now, I would have had a lot of different ways to read this gemara, and I still do, but I'm not going to have time for it today. What halachic principles, Reuben, about kesef will determine whether kesef delivered for a woman in karka covers both, or the karka can't be in the same room with Isha, and therefore the karka gets kicked out to chazaka? My twisted little on the shemayim is starting to spin here. But I'm happy for now just to say that the determination of whether the Isha and the karka are in the same kesef room, or the karka has its own chazaka room and the Isha has a kesef, is just psychological. But right now I want to face a different question. Who cares? Let Isha and Karka be in the same pruta room, the same kesef room. Let it be a clustered chazaka, where the kiddushin is a half a pruta, and the Karka is a half a pruta. Didn't we just say that we're not sure that kiddushin needs a pruta? Isn't that our question? We're not sure. What's the big curse? Oh my goodness. You're going to put karka alongside of women and use one pruta? Oh my goodness. You're sharing a pruta with a woman and a karka. And what about Rachel and Leah sharing a pruta? Which may work, so it's the same question. Rav Ashi makes it sound like it's not the same question. I can't let a woman and karka share the same kinyan kesef, because that's going to deplete the pruta for the woman. My only hope, and I say only, I mean, I didn't go to Arachayim, but I know how to spell only. O-N-L-Y. My only hope. He's still awake. My only, in Latin you spell that. My only hope to make this work is to punt. Never done this. I've torn up a lot of paper. Not a lot of things in my life. I got to punt the karka out of the room. Get out, karka. Get out. You go to the chazaka. You're not part of this.
The karka's in the room of Isha.
Then I'm going to have problems because I don't have enough money. What do you mean? If one pruta can serve two women, even though it's depleting the respective values, why can't one pruta serve a woman in a karka? Well, I'm setting you guys up here. What's the answer? One pruta can serve two women because I can cluster two chalos kiddushins with one baldover. What can I not cluster? Karak and women. Whoa. It's a can of pythons. It's not a can of worms. Can I cluster a chalos kiddushin with a chalos kinyan karka and use the same pruta? Assuming I make the pruta issues sing the right way and work the right way. What does that depend on? Can I cluster a kiddushin with a kinyan karka? What do you think that depends on? What question would that depend on? That may sound a little familiar. Are these similar chalosis, like two marriages? Are they different chalosis? What would that sound like? Where the kiddushin is? Who would have thought that our Chazal were so smart that they could take all these ideas and stuff them into these little riddles that we would have no clue what they meant unless we learned 4 months of background material? And it all comes... Because Kiddushin is Ishos and Karka is Kinyan. Because they're two totally separate chalosis. You can cluster similar chalosis, you can't cluster dissimilar chalosis.
In the Kinyan Hiram discussion, both the Taz and the Amigiluim said that one was a right for the other.
Okay, but you're moving into an important question, but not my question. You're moving into the nature of the mechanics. I'm discussing the essence of the chalos. Before we get to the mechanics, is chalos kiddushin, is it a Kinyan or is it Ishus or a peace sign? And is it overlapping with the chalos karka? You're saying, well, maybe the kesef serves differently. That's my first point. Maybe kesef kiddushin and kesef karka, you end up kicking karka out. We try to use kesef for different functions. That's something else, which I don't think is in Rashi. Okay? Try, Ephraim, as hard as you can to cleave your thoughts.
I thought you were saying that.
Just take a moment and absorb what we did today. And we didn't have anyone helping us. We just had little tidbits of Rishonim here and there. What we did have on our side is, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us, Yathir D'Shemayah helping us see. And with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we learned Kiddushin this year, so we lined up a lot of important questions, Kesef and Das and Nesina and Hana and Chalos and Shluch. Without all those details, this Gemara would have been Greek. A little shout out for the Chanukah. It would have been Greek. But we have all these details now. And most importantly, we did it organized. We put things out on the board. We let things we saw. If you have all those things on your side, you can go very far, even without Rishonim. There's no big machlokas Rishonim it this way, that way. Even Joey tells us in the Rid, which is the biggie here, it's just a pregame show. How to make Noseinu Mekabel feasible. But the real show, the real game is, well, why should you follow Noseinu Mekabel? Why should you follow Basa to do that? You don't really have anyone talking about it. Now you're seeing a different way, the power of one. There's a lot of things are happening here. You don't have to be showing them, and you still can make the Gemara sensible. You're seeing how to understand Chazal and to decode them. You're seeing how to take all the knowledge you've acquired and keep it moving. It's not just, you know, segmented sugyas. Incredible sugya. Okay, let's stop here. Tomorrow, we're going to take a deep dive into Shuma. The machlokas between Rav Huna, Rav Yosef, and Rabba, excuse me. But we're going to look at the Lishna Kama. We saw the Lishna Basra, most of the Lishna Basra, that you need Shuma no matter what, because you can't convert Shava Kesef into Kesef unless you have Shuma Ma Kesef Dekayis, Af Shava Kesef Dekayis. We saw this in the Shava Kesef Sugya. We touched upon the first day, but now we're going to really enter it at length. If I give a woman here, this is worth $500. And it is worth $500. So there's no trickery here. There's no deception. There's no lying. But she doesn't know how much it's worth during the time of the kiddushin. You may need Shuma to tag it. Now, obviously, I'm not giving away any state secrets here. Obviously, tomorrow's conversation is going to be Das Aisha. It's not a big kiddush to you. But now we're going to start to deconstruct Das Aisha. What does it take to create Das Aisha? What's the role between the Kesef and the Das Aisha? How much does she have to know? So now we're taking one little component and we're diving really deep into it. Das Isha. Okay? I'm really happy. I'm really proud and happy because I was really thinking, should I even take you down this course? Like I'm always like have that debate. How deep should I take you and at what cost? And it's just, I'm happy you're seeing things that you couldn't otherwise see. It was just blow by the Gemara. It's like, last time I taught Shana Aleph, if I blew by this Gemara, just Reb Chaim, just see Reb Chaim and Tosfos, those are the classic. But I'm taking it a little bit deeper, and I think you're following really nicely to show you how these things are so evocative, everything you find. Okay. We'll stop here. We'll try to get back to the Tanya tomorrow. We're running out of time. And Mirish Hashem, again, Tish tomorrow night. Okay, Chalon, hopefully Chalas to come. Hopefully my voice will return. Okay. Makaris are in the office. I'm just going to get them, but I sent you the sheet, the source of the yesterday. If you didn't get a chance to learn all the Gemara to the two dots, you will not have enough time today. Try to make it up some other time, but just go right into the Makaris. Okay, we're not going to learn Pidgin Aben. We're not going to learn the second day of the Gemara. So I do like for you to see all the Gemaras. You're not going to have, if you didn't see it yesterday, you're not going to have time today. Just focus on this first couple lines with all the Rishonim.
But you can focus on all of why. If you focus on not so part of it, then you can do like define and analyze how it actually happened.
You'd have to analyze. You're just giving me some generalities. Again, break it down. Which case are you trying to solve? Which problem are you trying to solve? How are you solving it? The middle case? This case. So you're arguing on my assumption. You're saying you could have different chalosas that could be clustered by similar mice.
Right, maybe because they're more similar to
it's harder for me to accept.
Because
then can I cluster mice hekdish with mice nether? You're opening up a can of boa constrictors. I cluster any chalosas I want. I'm not even comfortable with the clustering chalos business. And you're already off to the races. I'm like conservative.
You could say that Shabbat Pruta is necessarily generally das. Then you run into the problem of, let's say, a woman gives das even with less than a Shabbat Pruta. Right? And the fact that the Gemara mentions that.
Well, that's not my problem. That's Rashi's problem.
Right. The fact that the Gemara mentions that by Beis Shammai and says, oh, yeah, plus the Yoda and Nami would have worked, it seems to cause problems for you here.
No, but for Beis Hillel, we already have Rashi. All the Rishonim that ask on Rashi, what happens if a woman says, I want less than a Shabbat Pruta, I want Chalipin, we say, low plug.
So there's a much easier answer to say that the Imamish needed a Sina. It needs to be Al Rekin. That's where Al Rekin and Sina comes from.
Okay.
Just to avoid that answer. Right? Al Rekin and Sina means you need a Shabbat Pruta for it to be defined as a Sina.
What does that mean? So you don't need Shabbat Pruta for Kesef. You need for the Kiddushin. You need Shabbat Pruta.
But it's not that you need a Nesina. It's that you need what I'll call Habal. You need expression. And expression means Das, some form of Nesina alongside it. Das Al Rekin and Sina. That allows you to avoid that Kasha. It gets you out of the
rush. I'm not realizing what you're saying. I'm fine. That's what I want to do for you guys. I want to show you the framework, the room, the corner of the room, the outlet. You want to buy a different lamp, buy a different lamp. We'll plug it into my outlet.
All right. Thanks,
it's not the neighborhood. It's not the street. It's not the building. Putting you in the room, setting up the building for you. Here's the outlet. We need light. Oh, you like that light better? Go ahead.
Thanks,
how many good guys to take the screw to life?
What are we going to do with the Rambam?
Yeah.
We had a whole shiur for the Rashba.
Yeah, but the Rambam makes a lot of sense. There's no chiddush. There's no big chiddush. Once you accept the fact you can have a rolling Misa, maybe with Kadeh Dibra, with money up front. Does that all make sense?
Then why are these Gemaras after here?
Oh my goodness, I did too great a job in Shir today.
Well, you told us that there was a point. So.
Okay, Jerry, 90% of the people in the world that learn Kiddushin, the Eon, I mean real Eon, which is like, I mean real Eon, I say, oh, the Rambam makes sense, the Rashba is hard. Now you're walking out of the room saying the Rashba makes sense. The Rambam makes sense over here. I think so. Why does Abed Kanani come after, like, I understand I can read from Davavim and Beis to Daf Zayin and Aleph and understand why the Gemara goes from Milveh to Matanam and Aslahachser to Arev to Eved Kanani, to Shneem, to Adam Chashev. Now, there are different cases, but they all circle around Kesef Hana. So there's obviously some organization to it. Here, the Gemara goes to that case. Okay, no, I have that case because that's Chatzisha. But why in the world is the Gemara talking about this? Like, ask yourself even more. Why would he even cook up such a crazy case? Like, why? It's never going to happen. So obviously, this is a code. What was the code? And what was the code set here? As this is a code. Like, this belongs on Chavches, where we're talking about Kenyan Karka, not here. So I've got three separate cases lumped together. There's obviously something happening. This is deep, deep dives. One Maisa, two Maisas and one Chalos. Two Maisas, two Chalos. Clustered. Two Maisas, two Chalos. Can't be clustered. It's amazing. Excuse me for saying it. It's amazing once you see it. And they just knew it like that. Oh, but what did you say? This case, what about that case? And you're getting a little time. You're already at the point where you're asking me, oh, what did this Gemara and Josh asking this Gemara? Like, you're ready at that stage, right? I promise you, you'd get here. I promise you, just giving a little trust and faith, you'd get here. Just now you're here. Just in time for my Kate to read the benefit. Or it was hard work and you numbskulls and knuckleheads to think about this. Yes. Go ahead, Eli.
Well, what's the big issue with the one mice causing too close? Why is that such a taboo
for you? It's very two baladavers, one baladavers for each, one mice, two chalosis. And if you want to say that it's not possible, the Gemara and Aleph says that there's a mice b'shved b'chamish nashin b'hen shtei achayos, and you give one kakala, right? One mice, and then the isha is a shliach for the other ishas. And it's one maisa.
And she divides up the kalkala.
She divides up the kalkala.
The separate maisa.
To the separate chalosis.
Separate maisa.
And if you want to say that it's separate maisas, it can be separate maisas. Because if the kasha is, isha v'chosa ka'achas.
Okay.
Right? Ka'achas, so it has to be one maisa. And there's a case where there's one maisa creating multiple chalosis. And therefore, the only question here is nehi that over here it works because there's a regular amount of pruta for each of the people. But here, you have to split up a pruta. So is the pruta an actual, money for each of them, or is it just the das thing that we're talking about?
Did you already attend for a break? you got an early bird for a break special. too much of the alcohol there. Is that the way to read the Gemara? I like your mojo.
What else could it be?
I'll read the Gemara with you a little later. Okay, we'll read the Gemara together. Okay. If you ever stop off in other yeshivas and you talk about maisa to chalosis, just don't say you're in my yeshiva. Don't put it back on me. V'saldam al teicha nafshi v'kalam al teicha kivodi. Okay.
That's my
Who else? Who else has a question not based on maisa to you? You're also on that train.
Why can't you just say that it's a
discern in
the
nearest stats. But
the same way
that
Isha
Pachutah
is on the
kind of Napsha,
that
Isha
won't
be
in the
kind of Napsha
with the
Karka. Okay, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says if the Karka is in, it's because of depletion. by the way, this question and that clustering is in the Mirid. I should have read the Mirid. The Mirid's lush in this. He implicitly asked the question like, what's the big problem? So put the karka and the woman together, like you put two women together. What's the big problem? So he says, "Afilu im timtzalomar beis benosayech bepruta." Even if this works, interesting Italian rabbi. You read all the cases as one. "Afilu im timtzalomar that this works." Hani mili bikidushin. Yish bikidushin alalu shava pruta avu kinyan hapara. Eino mitstaref im kidusha isha. Namely, the only chance you have is for tzeref, where you have one pruta. Here you can't, you've got two separate chaloses. You can't cluster them, half a pruta for each, and you're dead.
Would a person not be able to get for themselves and someone else? I mean,